Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Need to freshen up this intro. I'm going to get to working on that this week for you. Been going to freshen this intro up a tad bit, get some new voiceover stuff done. And Sean, what are you saying?
No.
You there? No what? You like the same old intro exactly. Over and over? You don't want me to freshen it up?
No, matter of fact, I think we should just come in dry. Hi, I'm Mark Walters, and this is Armed American Radio.
No, let me explain something. It's fun because here's the deal. I get the question a lot, believe it or not. How come you have, because the Monster Cast has this, just blasting massive. We started it out with Ted Nugent, a friend of mine, Ted Nugent and his Stranglehold. And I called Ted and I said, do you mind if I use this on my show? He's like, are you kidding me? I'd be all over it. Love it. But we freshened the music up over the years. We've had three or four different intro tunes. I think three intro tunes over the year. We're using a little bit of Rhino Bucket now, just a good looping, hard-driving guitar riff to open up a hard-driving talk show. And it works. It works. This show, people say, how come you don't use any music like that on the daytime show? And I'll tell you why. Because it's a copyright. There's a copyright issue during the daytime because we're streaming it live. And because we're streaming it live, we choose for the one-hour program not to pay for the copyright license for the one-hour program. If it were 2 or 3 hours, we probably would choose to do that. So we use the generic music, the free music, at the intro. That's why that is the way it is. So those of you who have asked me that question, there you go. Yeah, Sean.
They actually have tightened up on that, and there are some radio companies that are having some serious issues.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's pricey. And here's the thing. There are ways around it. For example, we could pull the stream of a radio station, one of my affiliates, and run that and put some music in there because that's licensed. The problem is that the daytime show is being heard live on the stream, and then it airs at various times throughout the country, where the Monster Show, for the most part, 99% of all stations carry the Monster Show live. This show being 1 hour is not carried live in as many markets. Therefore, it's not beneficial for us to do that. So we carry the stream live ourselves. By the way, those of you who have had problems with the stream, we are aware of it. Sean, I'm assuming that's fixed. I saw the stream come up yesterday when I was on my way home, and Andy, I was able to see him in, right? So we're good with the stream?
Yeah, we worked on that yesterday.
Good. Jack and Steven and everybody else that wrote me emails about that, I appreciate you letting me know. A lot of times I don't, because I'm not listening to the stream, obviously. I can't know, and I appreciate you guys staying on top of it and letting me know. I get emails from all over the country. Streams down. And, it's a technological device. Sometimes it needs rebooted, just like anything else. It runs off of a computer, and sometimes that happens, and that computer is not in the main control room where Sean is giving us the show, bringing the show to you. So thanks for that. You guys are astute, man. I love it. But that's why. It's an interesting question. I actually get that a lot. How come we don't have that type of music? That's why. And they are tightening up. The fines are huge, Sean. Oh, yes. I'm not interested in it. You slip with a satellite radio moment word, and the fine can be up to $375,000 per word.
And per station.
Yeah, per station. That's right. And that's why we joke about it, and we make sure to not let that happen. It's just the way it is in the radio business.
I even have a story about that real quick. When I first started, when I was going to school for radio, I worked at home with streaming technology to kind of get to understand it. And I was actually rebroadcasting some stations out of the UK. They actually sent me a cease and desist email.
Yeah, I've had the issue before. It's remarkable over the years. We've had, I don't know, Sean, you can count on one hand how many times you've had to hit that dump button, right? On one hand, I did the math. I believe we are nearing, we just wrapped up about 16 weeks ago, 17 weeks ago, my 400th Armed American Radio Monster Cast. That's quite a milestone, 400 shows. So we're closing in on 500 quick. And you take into consideration the 5 days a week daytime show now nearing 3 years, a lot of radio. It's an awful lot of radio. And we've had virtually no instances. We've had a couple that you weren't aware of because you don't hear it. Sean's on top of it. It happens. I hear it, and we've got that delay built in. But it's rather interesting because the conversation gets heated here. I've caught myself many times because I'm so passionate about what we're talking about. I'll laugh and just as years of experience of not letting that slip out. But we had, if you guys have been with us for the, from the beginning, my second show ever, when it was a one-hour program, I had an individual on the show who I had written his story in my first book, Lessons from Armed America. I was talking with Marco, and he was down in South Florida dating a young woman who was separated from her husband, and the husband was having none of it, began stalking them, began stalking her, and showed up at his apartment, his condo one night up on the second or third floor, and came crashing through the big picture window in the living room. And Marco was describing how it looked like a horror movie. Here comes this guy busting in, the glass is flying, the curtains are going, and his gun is going. He's just blazing away. Marco was armed and returned fire as he retreated down the hallway into a bathroom, which was a smart move. The gunfire stopped. He had fired about six rounds. He knew he hit him, but he didn't know how or where he retreated. He didn't know how many rounds he had left in his gun. And it wasn't until he walked out into the hallway cautiously that he found the estranged husband lying face down on the floor, wounded as a result of Marco's firearm. And I believe he was shot. I have to go back and look at my book. I don't even remember. I think he hit him six times, either three times or six times. But he was laying there bleeding out, and Marco went over and put the gun to his head, and the guy uttered a couple expletives at him. And I asked Marco what happened, and Marco told me exactly what he said. He said, blanking, kill me, blanking, kill me, you know, when he got very colorful and didn't pull any punches, at which point I was actually, Sean, this was before you were operating the show and producing the show. I looked across at the board operator right there next to him, and I said, go ahead and hit that dump switch. And he said, we're not on a delay. I said, what? So it went out over the airwaves. That was the second program. That's the first time or only time that's ever happened, I believe. So good work on your part, Sean, as we, you know, steamroll into 2018. We may make sure that we keep the professional level of professionalism up. I reminded the guest that that was a no-no, and we continued the program. Now, keep in mind, Sean, at that time, Armed American Radio Monster Cast was not the Monster Cast. It was heard in one city inside the Atlanta perimeter, which is the inside the loop, the 285 loop that circles the city, for 1 hour from 8 to 9 p.m. That was it. But nonetheless, it caused quite a stir at the radio station, as it should have. But we were fortunate, no problems. But this is a passionate topic, and sometimes it gets heated. You're going to hear me get heated in just a couple of minutes. Hopefully I'm capable of taking my own advice, because I'm just going to point to you how stupid, how utterly stupid, idiotic, moronic, and just flat out satellite radio moment word dumb these Democrat gun grabbers are right down the road from this studio. But I'll go there in a second. First, I want to thank all of you, and maybe you personally, but everybody, for the outpouring of support. If you listen to the Monster broadcast on Sunday, I got pretty personal with you and told you what was going on and what my family was facing at Armed American Radio Ranch, in particular my wife. And the outpouring of support from you has been just off the hook, off the hook. And if you've written an email, I can promise you my wife has read it. And she has expressed an interest in responding personally to everybody who's written. That would be quite a task, but one that she's very serious about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to Sunday, January 7th, 2018, last Sunday's opening segment in hour one of the Monster Cast, and you'll hear what I'm talking about. But it's been quite humbling to read the emails, and not shocking to me, because I've met many of you at venues around the country in my travels. Some of you I expected to meet at, you know, whether it be a book signing or at a firearm-related function like the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo or a National Rifle Association event or the Shooting, Hunting, and Outdoor Trade Show, where I'll be in about 12 days broadcasting this program for most of the week, with the exception of Monday and Friday, where I'll be traveling. But nonetheless, you know, I've met many of you in airports, or somebody's recognized me somewhere, so they came up and said they love the show. All over the country, I've had people walk up to me in restaurants in South Carolina and North Carolina, and it's very humbling to see that support and to read that support, because of the obligation that I have to use my own situation, my own personal life, really, because that's what this started on. My having to pull a firearm on two human beings who were trying to do something they weren't supposed to be doing, then it happened to be a felony against me, giving me the lawful right in the state of Florida to draw my firearm. And thank God I never had to fire a shot. So I've used my personal experiences throughout this program, and it's quite humbling to know that you also take that to heart. And I thank you. I thank you deeply. My wife thanks you. My family thanks you from the bottom of our hearts. That's what the Armed American Radio Nation is all about. That's the enduring quality of this program and why it will continue to grow by leaps and bounds. And it's why we added another 8 stations, and we have more coming in 2018. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Daily Defense Hour with me continues right after this. Don't go away. Hey, it's Mark, and by now I'm sure you know I'm a proud member of the USCCA, whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me from an unjust legal system. I'm member number 32, by the way. And right now, they're smack dab in the middle of one of their biggest gun giveaways. They want to give you 5 chances to win the gun of your dreams. 5 lucky winners will receive $1,000 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun's calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun, or maybe you're thinking about a brand new AR. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit armedandresponsible.com to enter for free today. And remember, since they're drawing 5 winners, you have 5 chances to win. But time is slipping away. It all ends next week on January 19th. Hurry and get your name in. Your entry to win the gun of your dreams is quick, simple, and free. Just visit armedandresponsible.com right now. armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
$1,000 could be yours. Could be all yours. All you have to do would be to go out to your mailbox and see the check. Wouldn't that be great to get $1,000? Five of my listeners are going to get just that. Five of you will get just that. All you have to do is head over. But it's Friday's the end. This is the end Friday. So, you know, coming up. So you need to, well, it's not this Friday. It's next Friday. But regardless, you need to go over to armedandresponsible.com. 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 And check it out. $1,000 to get the gun of your dreams. You can buy two guns of your dreams, depending on what kind of taste you have, right? For $1,000, I could easily get two firearms that I'd like to have for $500 a piece. Armedandresponsible.com, and you'll get five chances. You'll lock in five chances to win $1,000 to buy the gun of your dreams. Armedandresponsible.com. It's ending soon. Don't let it slip by, please. Don't let it slip by. Armedandresponsible.com. Also, the free gun bag, range bag giveaway, the loaded range bag, valued at $372. Over at USCCA on air or USCCA on AAR, only goes through the 26th, so make sure you head over there and grab that. All right? All you have to do is activate an elite membership to the USCCA. I've got it. I can't imagine living without the thing, okay? And I know a number of you have upgraded your platinums or golds up to the elite. It's peace of mind, and so you have to ask yourself the question, how much is your peace of mind worth? I know how much mine's worth. Enough that I upped my wife's also from platinum to elite, and I think you should consider doing the same thing, especially in today's world. You know, all the information's there. USCCAonair.com and be entered to win the range bowl. No, don't be entered. If you activate or upgrade your USCCA elite to elite, you actually get the range bag free. My bad, $372 loaded up. Okay. Going off memory here, I don't have the page in front of me, but that's what it is. Just go over and check it out, USCCAonair.com and armedandresponsible.com. All right, how stupid can a Democrat be? How stupid can a gun-grabber Democrat be? How absolutely idiotic. Yeah, I know. I can hear you yelling right now. I hear you. DeKalb County, Georgia. Run by who? Of course, Democrats. Blames gun law for ballooning security costs. You're not going to believe this. You cannot make this stuff up. And the fact that they are stupid enough to go public with this and let the AJC print it, and if you know anything about what they're talking about, you scratch your head and go, oh, you have got to be kidding me. They're blaming their own stupidity on a law. What am I talking about? In 2014, Nathan Deal, the governor of Georgia, signed it into law. Remember the guns everywhere bill we were talking about? I loved it. Loved it. Loved the name. The anti-gunners, they just dubbed it guns everywhere. Well, yeah. Cool. I'll run with that. I like the fact guns are everywhere. I like the fact that I'm armed. I like the fact that when I took my son after practice yesterday to Dairy Queen, I spotted another armed individual. There were three armed individuals. There were two. One was openly carrying his firearm, and I believe it was in a Super Tuck, if I'm not mistaken. But he had a shirt tucked in behind it. He had a 1911-style gun visible as he was standing at the counter ordering his Dairy Queen. Then a really big guy came in, was wearing some camo and had a green shirt on, and I could see, because what can I tell you? I notice these things. It's just who I am. But I could see his firearm printing at about the 4 o'clock position on his back, underneath his shirt. He was in there with his young daughter, probably 11 or 12 years old. My son spotted it. Daddy, they've got guns. He said, I hope nobody comes in here. No bad guy comes in here, because there were three of us standing right there within reach of the counter. And it's interesting that nobody robbed the place. The guys didn't get hurt. It was the safest Dairy Queen, I think, at that moment in time, just about anywhere. Maybe yours was safer. I don't know. I can tell you right now, ours was certainly safe. But the guns everywhere bill was passed and signed by Nathan Deal. And what that does is allowed me and you, a law-abiding concealed weapons permit holder in Georgia, to carry your firearm. One of the places it fixed was allowed permit holders to carry their guns inside most government facilities if there was no security provided. If there was no security provided. All right? So DeKalb County, here's how stupid DeKalb County is. It's costing $600,000 last year, it says. The county spent roughly $600,000 more on security costs in 2017 compared to 3 years prior, mainly because it needs more armed guards patrolling public spaces. Why? To keep you out. So hear me. These stupid morons choose to spend $600,000 for security, armed security, that they don't have to spend. And get this, that they weren't spending prior to the passage of the law. Now wrap your head around that. It makes you want to look at these people and I can hear music. You ever hear music, you know, in the back of a movie? You know, my brain thinks like this sometimes. You hear music in the background and you wonder, wow, wouldn't it be funny if it was real life, if there was weird music playing that fit the scene of what you were actually in real life and it just played from nowhere? You know what kind of music would be playing around these dopes at one of their meetings? It'd be, oh, be-doop, 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 doop, be-doop, be-doop, be-doop. I mean, these people are just flat out stupid. So they're not paying for security prior to the law being signed. They had a policy, no guns allowed in this building. And they didn't pay for security. So any criminal, any human being with ill intent could walk right into that building with no security whatsoever with a firearm and kill anybody with impunity. They had no security. Nathan Deal signs the bill allowing law-abiding people. The only reason I was talking with Jerry Henry earlier that good people stayed out is because good people followed the rules, right? Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah.
Good Lord. So after Nathan Deal signs the law, oh man, we got to have armed security to keep the good guys out. But we didn't need armed security before the law passed. Nobody gathered that. Nobody even thought about that. Why? Because they're afraid of you. This has nothing to do with stopping a criminal. It has everything to do with stopping you. These people are flat out scared of you. So they choose to spend $600,000 and they blame it on the new law. They didn't choose to do it prior to when criminals could walk in with no armed security. Who are they afraid of? They're afraid of you. Good armed, law-abiding people, they're afraid of you. The very three of us that were standing in the Dairy Queen last night with our children, one openly carrying, Maya was carrying a Glock 19 and a Super Tuck inside the waistband with a light jacket over it. Another guy carrying he was openly carrying, looked like he had a Super Tuck. I could tell by the belt clips. And then the other individual carrying concealed that was printing, that wasn't too concealed. But anybody walked in there with bad intent was taking their lives in their hands. I can tell you that much, because I can promise you us three dads would have protected our kids. And by default, everybody else in that Dairy Queen was a hell of a lot safer there than they were at the restaurant next door if there was nobody in there armed. DeKalb County, you stay out. No security, just a sign. Law-abiding people can carry. We better start paying hundreds of thousands. Then we'll just blame it on the law. I'm telling you, these people are as stupid as the day is long. Flat out idiots. Back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Well, that just makes me so angry. Something else. Angry Mark's is bubbling to the surface here. This headset, you probably heard me a couple days ago. I think it was on Monday. Cord is just getting on my nerves, man. I'm telling you what. I'm going to make some changes in here. Fix this studio thing up. This thing's bugging the crap out of me, and I don't know why. Angry Mark's bubbling to the surface, but whew. Sean and I, sometimes the best radio is the radio you don't get to hear. We were talking about Starbucks during the break, and I asked him to pretend he was the Starbucks person and ask me in the microphone, "Welcome to Starbucks. What may I get for you today? What may I make for you today?" And I said, "I'll have an iced grande sugar-free cinnamon dolce latte, please, with bread made with breve and an extra shot and some whip." And he just laughed at me before he said, "That'll be $9.77. I'll see you at the window." The reason I mention this is because I got an email from somebody the other day that said, "Starbucks, really? Why would you give this liberal company your money?" And I answered it honestly. They do not have no gun signs here. Maybe they do where you're at. It's not company policy. Their policy is still to follow the signs. That, yes, a couple years ago they asked people not to bring their guns in. I don't care about that. That was done in response to a bunch of boneheads, by the way, who were walking in with AR-15 rifles draped over their shoulders. And, yeah, that's a boneheaded move. You heard it here. That's right. That's a boneheaded move. Please don't do that. But, as a response, Starbucks CEO was just pretty much just leaving it alone. This is our policy. Yes, is he a liberal dope? Of course he is. Well, so is every actor you watch on TV. So is, who cares? If you go through your life, so I pick and choose my fights is what my response was. Pick and choose your fights. I'm not going to not go to Starbucks. I walk into Starbucks openly carrying a firearm here, and nobody says anything to me other than, "Hi, Mark, how you doing?" because this is Georgia. Maybe it's different if you walk into a Starbucks in some dopey liberal town, you know, in Austin or something. I don't know. Maybe it is. It's not here. But I pick and choose my fights. And actors and actresses, you know, like Bruce Springsteen, not welcome on my dial. Hasn't been for years. Turn that lousy punk off. I don't like his music anyway. But I can't stand that communist. Same thing with Sean Penn and the rest of them. Hate them. I don't want you on my TV. Don't. I'm not paying you any money. And I got to thinking about Robert De Niro because I read a little bit about him today. Just expletive ridden, expletive laden. Meryl Streep introduction, and he attacked Trump and dropping F-bombs all over the place. And it's, you know, and that pains me because I love watching the Robert De Niro mob movies and all. And they're fun to watch. Golly. And it's getting tougher and tougher for me to do it. So I may have to add that to the fight that I'm picking because I'm getting sick and tired of hearing him run his mouth. You know, we all know you're a liberal moron. Just shut up and act. So anyway, that's what brought that out. His angry Mark was bubbling up at the surface there. And that whole stupidity of that DeKalb County HOA, Homeowners Association, local wannabes that are so stupid. Oh, here, by the way, what they're doing, they approved Tuesday spending an additional $1.4 million to cover the cost of the contract with a security company. This is from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution liberal rag. Atlanta, you're listening. You know exactly what I'm talking about. So, yeah, there you go, DeKalb County. What a bunch of fools you are. Put that money to better use. So what they're doing is keeping you out by putting security in that is unnecessary, that they never had prior, except a stupid rule that said no guns allowed, as if criminals follow the law and a sign. And by the way, no gun signs here. Oh, it's just whatever. It is what it is, and that's just what you have to deal with. So I want to go to another story. There's a bunch of them out there that are really going to make your skin crawl. One of them in particular comes from Connecticut. You know, Connecticut will always make your skin crawl, the Constitution state. What a joke that is. Malloy, lame duck, takes aim at bump stocks. Oh, good heavens. Now, this came from the Connecticut Mirror. The author of this piece is a guy by the name of Mark Paznoikis. I bet his friends call him Paz. Yo, Paz. Right? That's kind of cool. He's a winner of numerous journalist awards, former state politics writer for the Hartford Current, and a former contributing writer for the New York Times. In more than 30 years as a reporter, he's covered some of the most compelling stories in the state. I mean, this guy's got a pretty good lengthy resume. If you consider the Hartford Current and the New York Times, I mean, you know, they are what they are, but they're real outlets, and the guy's been around the block covering them. I don't know much about him, except this I can tell you. I don't know how a guy with that many years as a journalist can open up his piece with this. Governor Daniel P. Malloy, and this guy, by the way, looks like Stephen Colbert. Have you ever seen this guy? He's a proud Democrat that has run companies out of Connecticut, like GE and everybody else. People are fleeing the state, but he's proud. Yeah. Governor Daniel P. Malloy on Tuesday rolled out the first legislative initiative of his last year in office, a ban on the bump stock accessories that enabled the Las Vegas shooter to convert a dozen semi-automatic rifles into machine guns he used in an assault, and I just stopped right there. You've got 30 years in print journalism, and you can't take 2 seconds. I mean, just mind-boggling. The bump stock does not convert a firearm into a machine gun. That requires gunsmithing, lots of money, lots of tools. Not a bump stock, something that you never heard of before. Nor has Daniel P. Malloy. Connecticut, you got real beauties running your place up there. You really do. You really do. So the rest of this, I really don't even have to go into anymore because I know what's going on. I'm a proud Democrat who is raising taxes. We're one of the highest tax states in the country. We don't want your business, gun companies up here who've been here for 200 plus years. Go ahead and leave, which they've done. And I've been successful in a mass exodus out of this state of high-income earners because my state has just nothing but tax and spend. Now I'm going to do this. I'm going to ban bump stocks, something I've never heard of before. And you know they get away with this stuff because of journalism like this. Let me make this very clear to your pals. A bump stock is an accessory. It's a device. It does not convert a semi-automatic weapon into a machine gun. I don't even need to read the rest of the piece. It's all bunk. This guy can't even get his facts right on the first sentence. I'm to believe the rest of it? Great journalism there, bro. Really good stuff. So, there. That's why you take, you know, the Hartford Courant and the New York Times and this kind of stuff. That's what you get all the time. That's what you get. You read this stuff, you shake your head and go, man, oh man. It's like CNN on print. Just amazing. All fake stuff. Gun rights. Bid to federalize concealed carry puts GOP in unfamiliar territory. Oh, good heavens, here we go. I'm probably going to spend the remainder of the program talking about this with you because it's so fun to pick apart. And because I've still get a lot of emails from you, and I want them, by the way, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Send them in about National Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. Hopefully we will have some more to talk about that. I'm getting some feelings on this. I don't know why. But I'll be talking to some people in the know. Neil McCabe is going to be here tomorrow. I'm going to talk with Neil a little bit about what's going on Capitol Hill with the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, find out if he knows anything. Because you got a lot of activity in Congress right now, and I don't have a lot of trust and a lot of faith in Mitch McConnell. Never have, obviously. I'm hoping maybe he's got something up his sleeve to get this thing out. I have a feeling that he'd like to. Maybe I'm, you know, just a little bit too hopeful. Just maybe, but we'll see. Talk with Neil about that tomorrow. But the Christian Science Monitor has a piece out that is, Let's just say it's easy to pick apart every single paragraph. There's some fact in it. There's some fiction in it. I don't think it was written maliciously. I think it was just ignorance, you know, not doing your homework. But when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about this because National Concealed Carry Reciprocity does not take away states' rights and it doesn't federalize anything, okay? And I want to make that very, very clear. You'll see what I'm talking about when we come back from the break. Right after this here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, I am Mark Walters.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.org. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, some fun stuff before we go any farther. Because you guys, you know I'm a proud member of USCCA. I talk about it a lot, and I'm member number 32. And the USCCA's sole purpose is protecting you, responsibly armed Americans, just like you, just like me, from an unjust legal system when it comes to self-defense law. But right now, they happen to be in the middle of one of their biggest gun giveaways ever. And they want to give you 5 chances to win the gun of your dreams. 5 lucky winners will receive $1,000 to purchase any gun you want. What gun's calling your name? Maybe it's a classic, right? Maybe it's a brand new AR. Prices are down on the AR. I think around $550, you got a really nice AR-15. No restrictions. You pick any gun, any brand, any caliber. Just visit armedandresponsible.com to enter for free today. And remember, since they're drawing 5 winners, you have 5 chances to win. But like I said, the time is slipping away. It all ends next week on January 19th. Hurry and get your name in. Your entry to win the gun of your dreams is quick, simple. It's free. I add painless in there. Just visit armedandresponsible.com right now. Armedandresponsible.com. Go check it out. Also, make sure to head over to USCCA On Air and elevate your membership or pick up a membership, activate a membership at the elite level and win the free range bag valued at $372 because it's packed chock full of very cool stuff. All right? USCCA On Air and armedandresponsible.com. Those are fun things. Now, back to this Christian Science Monitor piece. I didn't want to have to attack this piece. It's one of these pieces that it's fun to read, but it's just chock full of errors. But it's fun to read, but it's just chock full of errors. But it's fun to read. But boy, it sure is chock full of errors. But it's fun to read, right? You follow me? You've seen pieces like that. Starts out talking about a good friend of mine, Shanine Allen, who was arrested in Pennsylvania with her firearm that was lawful right across the river in Jersey. She was over there on some business doing some things. She got locked up for over 30 days and was charged with felonies and could have gone to penitentiary for years in New Jersey. And because of people like you and me getting very vocal and very loud, and a little thing about a presidential election and Christie wanting to appear like a, you know, well, I'm a gun rights supporter, which he is not, he pardoned her. And he's pardoned a couple others, too. But he's come out against concealed carry reciprocity. Well, of course he did. But the states that are the most vocal are Connecticut, New Jersey, New York. See the pattern here? California. Of course you do. The communist, Marxist, Democrat, socialist-controlled states. Of course. Why? Because I've been telling you about the Wren v. D.C. case, right? They all know their gun control laws are built on a house of cards. They know one Supreme Court case is going to wipe them out. They know it. And they're holding on to power here with this. Now, according to the Christian Science Monitor, that, and I'll quote, that a black single mom has become the poster woman for a national concealed carry reciprocity bill has further put Republicans in an unusual, some say awkward, position. Really? Why? Because Shanine Allen is female? Because she's black? Why does that put gun owners and the Republicans in an awkward position? Think about that, and think about from what perspective this writer is writing that. Good Lord. But he says, by raising legal gun carry to a civil rights issue, the party usually arguing in favor of states' rights finds itself defending federal supremacy. Like the other piece from the New York Times, this writer is utterly clueless. Clueless. And understands nothing of concealed carry reciprocity. But let me educate the writer. Legal gun carry is a civil rights issue. Nobody's raising it to that level. It is a civil rights issue. Good heavens. But he's claiming that national reciprocity is a, quote, assertion, one of a series of assertions of federal power by Republicans and the White House. 3 days after recreational marijuana became legal in California, Jeff Sessions, according to the piece on January 4, rescinded a key Obama-era memo that gave states legal cover to set their own policy on the drug. That gave states the legal cover to set their own policy on the drug. Obama, that's what they did. Marijuana is a violation of federal law. That's federal. They just said, oh, we're not going to prosecute you. Shh, go ahead and do what you want. In the states like Colorado and California and others are in violation of federal law. They're just not being prosecuted. I have a feeling you're going to see that change. By the way, you gun owners and weed smokers that are gun owners, I tell you, and permit holders, you got problems here. This is not going to change for you anytime soon unless federal law changes. But I had some questions come in today about that, some very specific questions. And we're going to talk to some attorneys about that. I'll go into greater detail about that down the road on subsequent programs. But that's a hot topic right now, and it's a fun topic to talk about. But a lot of questions. Essentially, it boils down to weed or guns. Which one is it? You're going to have to make some decisions. And that's not me, you know, I'm just, don't shoot the messenger. That's just what federal law says. I read you the parts of the 4473. Had some questions come in about that today. Now, here's where the guy continues. Even as gun ownership has waned per capita in the U.S., guns have, in a sense, become more public than ever. Waned? I guess this person doesn't do the research either. We are at record gun sales in this country, in this country's history. There isn't anything waning. National reciprocity is the natural outgrowth of our civil right that New York and Connecticut and New Jersey and Illinois and California, California do not have the constitutional right to take away my right to bear arms simply because I crossed their state line. They don't. And they know it. That's why they're fighting this battle. Because they do know it. As I pointed out the other day, they're petrified. This is a house of cards. And they know it. Even as gun ownership has waned per capita? And continue. As the practice has expanded, meaning concealed carry, the practice of concealed carry, so has the right. We've always had the right. We're just taking it back from those who have taken it from us. You see, I want to make this very clear to you. The only people screaming about this being a states' rights issue are the Democrats who hate being told that they're going to have to honor your constitutional rights, and they're doing that by claiming that the Republicans, who are all about states' rights are now taking away states' rights and federalizing carry. They're not. There is no national federal concealed carry license. The reciprocity bill says you just have to honor it. The state law still stands. I still have to abide by dopey New York rules when I'm in New York. We'll fight those later. One step at a time. I still have to follow the laws of New Jersey if I'm in New Jersey. They just don't like being told that they have to honor my constitutional rights because they deprive their residents of their constitutional rights. That's what this is all about. It's a very simple equation. But I like this. Yet eight U.S. states, mostly in the Northeast and Midwest, have resisted the trend. New York, Illinois, and New Jersey are among those who reserve the right to decline an application and require good reason for wanting to carry, such as being a retired cop or traveling jewelry salesman. Hey, so why does a retired cop, why is that good reason? I mean, when my dad retired, he didn't want anything to do with what he did. He wanted to play golf, and he did. Good heavens. You get the idea. This is some of the stuff that brought Angry Mark out of the box today. We'll continue the discussion tomorrow because we can and because they don't want me to, but we're going to. That's why we do what we do, and that's why we are who we are. Until tomorrow, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do it. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.